All right, everyone, get ready because today we're going deep, really deep into the world of rapid prototyping for mold making.
Really fascinating stuff.
Yeah, we're talking about all those techniques that can basically take an idea and turn it into a physical thing, sometimes, like literally overnight.
Yeah, and this stuff has really changed a lot of industries, especially automotive.
Yeah.
Think about how complex all the parts in an engine are. With rapid prototyping, they can go through a bunch of designs in just a week instead of taking, months.
That's got to be huge, especially when you need to get a new product out there fast.
Exactly.
So where do we even start with all this? I mean, I keep hearing so much about 3D printing, you know? The
Right.
first time I actually saw a 3D printer working, it blew my mind. But
Sure.
is it really as amazing as everyone says?
Yeah, 3D printing has definitely been a big deal in mold making.
Right.
It's incredibly fast, and it can make some really intricate designs, all right, from a computer file. But you bring up a good point. While it's great for speed and complex designs, you always have to think about how strong the mold will be, especially for parts that have to deal with a lot of stress.
So it's not like a perfect solution for every situation.
Right.
What about when you need something super precise, like when I'm designing those really tiny, intricate parts?
Well, that's when you might want to go with CNC machining.
Okay.
It's known for its accuracy, and it can handle a ton of different materials.
I see. So it's really good for that level of detail.
Oh, absolutely.
But I guess that kind of precision must come with a price tag, right?
Well, yeah, you've got the cost of the machines themselves and then running them, and also you have to consider the waste material.
Oh, right, of course.
CNC machining is what's called a subtractive process, so
Okay.
you're always going to have some leftover material.
So there are trade-offs with any of these techniques.
Right,
You
exactly.
always have to weigh the costs and benefits.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing there are ways to at least cut down on the waste, even with CNC, right?
Oh, absolutely. Like
Yeah.
how smart design choices can make a huge difference.
Like what kinds of things?
Well, this is where the idea of design for manufacturing comes in. It's also called DFM.
Okay, DFM, right? I've heard that term before,
Yeah.
but to be honest, I've never fully understood what it actually means. Like,
Yeah.
how does it apply to rapid prototyping?
Well, think of it this way. DFM is kind of like having a roadmap for efficient manufacturing.
Okay.
It helps guide your design choices so you can avoid problems when you actually start making the part.
I see.
So for CNC machining, for example, it might mean thinking about things like minimizing undercuts or incorporating what are called draft angles.
Okay.
These things just make sure you can get the part out of the mold easily.
So DFM isn't just about how the design looks, it's about designing with the manufacturing in mind right from the start.
Exactly. Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. It's like you're speaking the language of the machines
Yeah.
almost. Yeah.
And that actually brings us to another important part of rapid prototyping. Injection molding.
Oh.
It's been around for a while, but it's still really important,
Injection molding. Duh.
especially when you need really high quality, consistent parts for testing
Right.
before you go into full scale production.
Gotcha. So injection molding, I always think of like mass-produced plastic parts.
Sure.
But how does that fit into rapid prototyping? Isn't setting up an injection molding process pretty time-consuming?
Well, that's a common misconception, actually.
Is it?
It's true that making the first mold can take some time, but the great thing about injection molding is how fast it can make parts once that mold is ready.
I see.
You can crank out prototypes quickly and efficiently, which is essential for testing and making changes as you go.
So if you're thinking about scaling up production later, it might make sense to use injection molding early on, even
Exactly.
in the prototyping
Well,
phase.
absolutely. And don't forget the precision and consistency you get with injection molding.
Right.
It's perfect for those intricate designs with tight tolerances that you often work on.
And I think I remember reading that it's not just for plastics anymore, right?
You're right.
There have been advancements in injection molding that have opened it up to a wider range of
Well,
materials.
the material options have definitely expanded a lot.
Okay.
Now you can use injection molding with different types of plastics, elastomers, and even some metals.
Wow, that's pretty versatile.
Yeah, it gives you a lot more flexibility in the prototyping phase.
So we've got 3D printing, CNC machining, and injection molding. That's a lot to take in.
It is, yeah.
It seems like each technique has its own strengths and weaknesses. So
Definitely.
how do you even begin to choose the right one for a project?
Well, you're right. It can be overwhelming.
Yeah.
Choosing the right technique is kind of like picking the right tool from a toolbox. And sometimes
Okay.
you might even need to use a combination of tools to get the best result.
I see. So there's no one-size-fits-all answer.
Right.
But understanding the pros and cons of each technique is crucial.
Absolutely.
Which brings me to another question. What about the materials themselves?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I remember working on a project and agonizing over choosing the right material for the mold.
I bet.
It felt like trying to pick the right ingredient for a recipe, like it could make or break the whole thing.
That's a great analogy because you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Choosing the right material is super important.
It is.
It's all about finding that sweet spot between cost, strength, durability, and even how much detail you need.
Right. And we can't forget about sustainability.
You're absolutely right.
That's becoming more and more important in design.
Couldn't agree more.
Thankfully, there are a lot more eco-friendly materials available now for mold making.
Absolutely, yeah.
From biodegradable plastics to recycled options.
Exactly.
So we've got thermoplastics like ABS and PLA.
Right.
Photopolymers, urethane.
Yeah.
It seems like the list just goes on and on.
It
feels like the world of materials is constantly evolving.
It definitely is. And, you know, you can't forget about metallic powders either.
Oh, right. Of course.
They're becoming much more common with the rise of metal additive manufacturing, you know, processes like selective laser sintering.
Yeah, yeah.
It allows you to create complex metal parts directly from computer designs, which opens up so many possibilities in fields like aerospace and for things like medical implants.
Wow, that's incredible.
It is, yeah.
But how do designers even keep up with all these advancements in materials?
Well, that's a good question.
It must feel like drinking from a fire hose.
Well, it can be challenging, for sure.
Yeah.
And that's where collaboration and knowledge sharing becomes so important.
That makes sense.
Staying informed about the latest advancements in materials is crucial for making good decisions.
Sounds like the world of rapid prototyping is a constant learning curve.
It is.
But that's part of what makes it so exciting, right?
Definitely.
There's always something new to discover.
Yep.
You know, it's pretty amazing how rapid prototyping has really changed the way we think about design and manufacturing.
It really has.
It's not just about making something anymore. It's about doing it fast, efficiently, and being mindful of sustainability, too.
It's a whole new way of thinking about it.
Yeah, and one of the coolest things about this is how it's letting designers really push the boundaries of what's possible.
Absolutely.
Speaking of pushing boundaries, I remember when I first started designing, I thought, like, the more complex the design, the better.
Yeah, I think a lot of people start that way.
But I learned pretty quickly that with rapid prototyping, simpler is often better.
Especially when you're trying to optimize mold designs for faster prototyping.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a lesson most designers learn eventually.
Right.
If you can simplify the shape, get rid of anything that's not absolutely necessary.
Yeah.
And just focus on the core elements. You can make the manufacturing process so much smoother and reduce the chance of errors.
It's like decluttering your design to make it as efficient as possible. But how do you find that balance between keeping it simple and making sure it still works?
Right.
Sometimes you really need those intricate details for a product to function properly.
That's where the real skill of design comes in.
Yeah.
Understanding which details are crucial for the function. And which ones can be simplified without sacrificing performance.
Right.
And luckily, we have some really powerful tools that can help us find that balance.
You're talking about those advanced CAD software programs, right?
Exactly.
I've seen some of the simulations they can do, and it's incredible.
Oh, yeah.
It's like having a crystal ball that can tell you how a design is going to behave in the real world.
It is pretty amazing.
Yeah, these software packages let designers actually see the mold in 3D,
right?
Simulate the whole molding process,
oh, yeah.
And even spot problems before they even make a physical prototype.
Exactly. It's like a virtual testing ground.
Right.
You can play around with different designs and tweak them until you get it just right.
Are there any specific features in these CAD programs that are particularly helpful for rapid prototyping?
Well, one of the most useful features is the ability to analyze things like the wall thickness, the draft angles, and the undercuts.
Oh,
these are all things that can make a big difference in whether a mold can actually be manufactured.
Right.
So being able to spot potential problems early on saves a ton of time.
It sounds like these programs take a lot of the guesswork out of the design process.
They really do.
But even with the best software, I imagine there's still a learning curve involved.
Definitely.
Especially when you're dealing with new materials or new manufacturing techniques.
There's always something new to learn.
Right.
That's part of what keeps this field so dynamic and interesting.
Yeah.
And it's one of the reasons why collaboration and knowledge sharing are so important.
And speaking of new techniques, We talked a bit earlier about rapid tooling,
Right.
using 3D printing to make prototype molds.
Yeah.
How has that impacted designers?
Well, it's been a game changer, especially for projects where time is tight, or if you need to go through multiple versions of a design.
Right.
It lets designers make molds straight from the computer designs in just a few hours,
Wow, that's fast.
compared to the weeks or even months it used to take with the old methods.
So it's not just about saving time, it's about being more flexible and responsive.
Exactly.
Designers can experiment more freely,
Yeah.
test out different ideas,
Yeah.
and refine their designs really quickly.
It allows for a much more iterative and experimental approach to design.
Which is essential in today's fast-paced world.
Absolutely.
Now let's talk about something that's kind of the elephant in the room, or maybe I should say the robot in the factory.
Okay.
Automation and robotics, they're transforming so many industries.
It's true.
And it seems like mold making is no exception.
Definitely not.
What are your thoughts on this trend?
I think it's really exciting.
Okay.
I think it has the potential to completely revolutionize the whole mold making process.
Yeah.
Imagine robots working side by side with human designers,
Uh-huh.
carefully creating these molds with incredible speed and precision.
It sounds like something out of a sci-fi movie.
It does a little bit.
But what are the real implications of this kind of automation?
Right.
Does it mean human workers are going to become obsolete?
I don't think it's about replacing humans at all.
Okay.
It's more about helping them to do their jobs better.
So enhancing their capability.
Exactly. And creating a more efficient and collaborative workflow.
I see.
Robots can take care of those repetitive, physically demanding tasks,
Right.
which frees up the human designers to focus on the creative and strategic aspects of their work.
So it's not a competition between humans and robots.
Yeah,
It's
yeah.
more like a partnership.
Exactly. They work together towards a common goal.
And that partnership is where the real magic happens.
It is.
Robots are great at precision, consistency, and
Yeah.
handling those tasks that require a lot of strength or endurance, while humans bring creativity, problem-solving skills, and that ability to adapt to unexpected challenges.
It really is a perfect partnership.
Yeah, it highlights how technology at its best should complement and enhance human capabilities, not replace them.
Absolutely.
It's about using the strengths of both humans and machines
Right.
to create a more efficient, more productive,
Yeah,
and
yeah.
ultimately a more fulfilling work environment.
Couldn't agree more.
Now, there's another trend that's been on my mind lately,
Okay.
and it has the potential to be just as transformative as robotics.
Yeah.
Artificial intelligence, or AI.
AI. Yeah, that's a hot topic these days.
It is, and for good reason.
For good reason.
Its potential applications in mold making are vast and incredibly exciting.
Oh, absolutely.
I've been reading about how AI algorithms can analyze these huge data sets of mold designs,
Right.
identify patterns, predict potential flaws,
Yeah.
and even suggest innovative solutions that human designers might never have even considered.
It's like having a super intelligent design partner.
It really is.
And the best part is that it's a continuous learning process.
Yeah.
The more data it gets, the more intelligent and accurate its predictions become.
So AI could take DFM, that design for manufacturing concept,
Right.
to a whole new
It
level.
could.
Imagine an AI system that can look at a design
Yeah.
and suggest ways to optimize it for manufacturability, material selection, and even predict how the final product will perform.
That's exactly where this technology is heading.
That's incredible.
And it gets even better. AI can help us design not only for functionality, but also for sustainability.
So AI could be the key to creating products that are not only innovative and high-performing,
Right.
but also environmentally responsible.
Exactly. It's a goal that's becoming more and more important
Absolutely.
as we face these challenges of climate change and resource scarcity.
Yeah.
And with the help of AI, it's becoming more achievable than ever before.
It sounds like the future of rapid prototyping is not just about speed and efficiency,
Yeah.
but also about intelligence and sustainability.
I think that's a great way to put it.
It's a really exciting time to be a part of this industry.
It really is.
It is, and I can't wait to see what incredible innovations emerge as these technologies continue to advance and converge. This has been a really eye-opening discussion.
It has.
It's clear that rapid prototyping is more than just a bunch of techniques.
It's a mindset.
It's a whole new way of approaching design and manufacturing
Absolutely.
that embraces speed, efficiency, and sustainability.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
And as we head into the final part of our deep dive,
Okay.
I think it's important to remember that rapid prototyping isn't just about making things faster.
It's about making them better.
You know, it's kind of wild to think about how this is impacting not just how we make things, but like what's even possible to make.
It really is.
I mean, stuff we can create now would have been straight up science fiction just a few years back,
Absolutely.
like personalized medical devices.
Oh, think about that.
That's insane. Custom fit implants and
He
prosthetics.
just for you?
Yeah, made for each individual patient.
That's amazing.
It really is blurring those lines between what we thought was impossible before.
It is, yeah.
What other fields are seeing this kind of revolution from rapid prototyping?
Well, the aerospace industry is another big one.
Okay.
They're using it to make these lightweight, super strong parts
Oh, wow.
that help planes use less fuel and cut down on emissions.
That's huge.
And then you've got consumer goods, where it's just exploding with personalized products.
Look what?
Everything, custom shoes, 3D printed jewelry, you name it.
So it's not just about faster, it's better, more efficient, more personal,
Right.
and even sustainable.
Absolutely.
It really does feel like we're at the start of a whole new era of manufacturing.
I think so too.
I think you're right.
We're going from like mass production
Yeah,
to
duh.
mass personalization.
Where it's all tailored to you.
Exactly, where products are made just for you, for your specific needs and what you want.
And rapid prototyping is a huge part of making that happen.
Couldn't agree more.
It's really exciting to think about what's next for this field.
Yeah.
What trends are you most excited about? What's keeping you up at night thinking, man, this is going to change everything?
You know, one thing that really fascinates me is how all these different technologies are coming together.
Oh, yeah, like what?
Well, you've got 3D printing, robotics, AI, sustainable materials.
All blending together.
Yeah, all coming together in this really powerful way.
So it's not just about each technology getting better on its own.
Right.
It's how they work together.
Exactly. It's like the symphony of innovation
Yeah, I
happening.
love that analogy. Yeah.
And that's what's going to lead to some really incredible breakthroughs in the coming years.
Like what? Give me an example.
Okay, well, imagine being able to design a product and then use AI to make sure it's easy to manufacture,
Okay.
and then 3D print the mold and have robots do the actual production, all using eco-friendly materials.
Wow, that would be amazing.
That's the future we're moving towards.
That's a future I can definitely get behind.
Yeah, it is pretty exciting.
It sounds like rapid prototyping isn't just changing how we make things.
It's changing how we think about what's possible.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
It's giving us the power to dream bigger, to
Yeah.
experiment more, and to bring our ideas to life faster than ever before.
Well, this deep dive has been incredible.
It has been fun.
We've gone from the cutting-edge techniques to the mind-blowing possibilities to the ethics of it all. It's a lot.
That's a lot to cover,
It
yeah.
is a rapidly evolving field, that's for sure.
It is, and it's been a pleasure talking about it with you and sharing these insights with everyone listening.
I agree.
It's a really exciting time to be a part of this world,
It is.
and I can't wait to see what happens next.
Me too.
Me too.
Well, thank you everyone for joining us on this deep dive into rapid prototyping for mold making.
I hope you all enjoyed it.
I hope you learned something new and that you're feeling as inspired by the possibilities as we are.
Definitely.
Keep exploring, keep innovating, and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
Couldn't agree more.
Absolutely remember, the future is ours to create.
That's right.
Until next time, see you on our next deep dive.
See you then.